Hello, Fretfin Radio listeners. Welcome to the 72nd edition of the Venice Film Festival. My name is Gonzalo Suarez, and sitting next to me is Tuva Novotny, main actress in the Danish film A War, or Krigen in Danish, directed by Tobias Lindholm. The film has just screened in Horizonte Sidebar. So, Tuva, tell us, how did you come to the film?
Well, you know, it's not any normal casting session. Well, you know, Tobias is quite... As you can tell by his work, is quite precise in what he wants. So we just had a session with everyday kind of scene from the film, and bringing my own personal life into it, as he's asking us to do.
When you say bringing your own personal life, what do you mean exactly?
I guess just relating to the material from a personal point of view. I'm a mom myself, so that's an easy part of it. Then obviously the situations of the film are quite extreme and not something you can, you know, kind of pick up from your own life. But having that kind of fundament of realistical framework to the character and to the story, everything's much easier.
How does he work? Everything seems very realistic.
I would say he works very organically. You know, there's a script which is changing all the time, depending on what happens while we work. You know, we're working with three kids, and obviously, you know, things happen. You don't ask them to say the lines and then, you know, expect them to do that. So the way he works technically is he sets up a set where there, of course, are a given situation, and he needs a function from the scene. He needs something to be told from the scene. But then within that framework, we're quite free to move around and improvise line-wise and trying to create, I would say, as much of a realistical setting as possible, so that what we do is not act, we're just reacting or just being present in the situation, you know? And it's extremely liberating and rewarding to work like that, because you don't feel, you know, you're stuck with a line and the dramatics of the scene, and you really just... attend real life.
And for you, what was the main challenge?
Well, I think the main challenge for the whole film really is the moral aspect of it, you know, and keeping that ambivalence to the extreme moral dilemma that both the main character and us as an audience are put in. And especially, I think, for the wife's character, because she's the one actually asking him to lie, you know. Extremely difficult topic to deal with. But I think Tobias, as a great, brilliant and genius director, has managed to build the story in a way so that we as an audience and us as actors or crew members are left with the questions, not the answers. We're not holding anybody, you know, accountable for actions, and we're not trying to tell the world that we're doing right. We're just asking questions. How do you react in situations like this? How do we defend our moral kind of judgments normally on war and on the effects of war? And that's really the hardest part of the film, I think, both working with it and seeing it, I think.
From your perspective, is it a film about war or about the consequences of war?
Absolutely about the consequences, absolutely, and the reality of the consequences. And even further, you know, it's about a very basic humanist perspective called how far are you willing to go to save yourselves and your loved ones, you know? It's really about survival, I think. You know, you see the people in Afghanistan trying to do whatever they can to survive and coming to the compound, you know, and then you see the same thing happening at home, really. Where he takes actions to protect his own, you know? So it's quite dual and ambivalent.
What's your personal feeling about the film? Do you think what happens to the character is just?
I think the fact that he and us as an audience are left with the moral aspect of how to live with this, no matter whether he's, you know, sentenced or not, that's really the worst part. And at the same time, was it really wrong? Is it really wrong? I mean, you know, there's so many layers in the discussions. There's no way of putting it into boxes or making it black or white. There's so many gray zones. which is great, I think, that we, you know, lived and, and this guy's so easy for us to go and sit and say, you know, we're pacifist or, you know, we're against the war, and we have to let the refugees in. And of course, but then there are also so many other aspects of.
What's your personal taste of films, apart from Tobias Lindholm's, obviously?
Yes, no, I'm quite strong with the British tradition. I love Lynn Ramsey. But Catherine Bigelow, in her American way, also kind of tends to move that tradition onto the American market in a way. So yeah, realistical pictures, I think.
How's the Venice experience for you so far? It's your first time here in Venice, if I'm not mistaken.
It is my first time here. I mean, you know, we're here to talk about a film that we're very, very proud of. And having experienced the overwhelming response we got so far has just been, as I said before, it's been so moving. Because we're all so extremely personally connected to this material in various ways. You know, Tobias works with, you know, we had real soldiers, we had real lawyers, we had real doctors. So basically, there are not so many real actors in the film, and that makes it quite strong for us as well while working with it, you know. Plus, the fact that we're also, as I said before, investing in coming with a lot of material from our own lives. That, of course, makes our relation to the material so much more emotional.
How was it to work with kids?
Obviously, the kids are amazing. They're very attentive. They're very, you know, aware of the situation, and they're very present. At the same time, I've worked with other children who was put into a framework of shooting where they're asked to say lines or asked to go from one point to another, and, you know, which makes it much more difficult for grown-up actors as for children, you know. And, you know, children are going to run around, they're going to grab the glass of milk, they're going to say whatever they want, which is great. And the geniality, the genius way of Tobias' work is that he, as I said, just creates an environment, a situation where the light is set, the camera is movable, the sound is, you know, a ninja guy behind, and so we're all free. So the kids are just being kids, and he's just taking care of that material, which is amazing, amazing.
Had you met Pilo, the main actor, previously yet?
I didn't know him personally before, but I knew of him. It's been a great experience to work with him. We have a quite similar way of working and, you know, approaching a project and approaching characters, and it was very rewarding and safe, you know, felt safe.
What were the first days of shooting like?
Extremely emotional. The whole thing has been extremely emotional. We started with, you know, we were not completely, but almost chronologically planned. So the first shots with Pilu was him coming home. It's very well orchestrated. It's really amazing to work that way.
Was it difficult to step out of the film?
As I said before, not getting too private, but I've invested a lot of personal life into it. Sometimes I haven't stepped out of it. I'm still living life with kids, and, you know. But I think it's more difficult to actually step into it again. We realized yesterday, you know, it's been a year since we shot it, and it's really emotional to go back and see it and realize that what we believed in and what we were trying to discuss has come through. And, you know, especially in the kind of in the perspective of what goes on today, you know, there's so many people having to fight for their lives and survival in many different ways on both sides of the wars, you know. If we're in Syria or Afghanistan, this is so current, you know. How far are you willing to go?
Do you think the film is going to trigger some debate in Denmark about the country's involvement in wars and its possible consequences?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, obviously there's a quite strong political comment in it, even though Tobias doesn't want to involve himself in that. And, you know, I think that's the brilliance of his work as well, and of his presence as a director. He's not here to answer questions, you know. He's here to raise them. And I think that's really the way we have to approach it, because, you know, there are experts in all fields, and our expertise is making a document, a fiction document of our time, you know. So hopefully it'll raise some debate. Who knows what the answers will be, but yeah.
From your perspective, are people around the world taking notice about what's happening in Denmark, film and TV-wise?
You know, I think it's a quite global thing. I just think it's a natural development of the world, really. It's nice to see that it's also affecting our business, because it gives us more possibilities to share and cooperate. So, yeah, I don't really see it as, you know, the world is looking at Denmark. I think we are all looking at each other. It's great. I think it's very healthy.
Are you working in another project at the moment?
Yes, I'm in Norway at the moment. Actually, I just finished a series on the war in Afghanistan, but from a Norwegian point of view. Very interesting to see how it's been approached from different countries. So that's one project called Nobel, and another film with director Sarah Johnson, who's a very art house Norwegian lady.
And how's that Norwegian perspective on the war in Afghanistan?
Obviously, Norway's got some oil in the region, so that's kind of the backdrop for. There's a very, very political backdrop for the war in Afghanistan, and how it ends and what the conflicts are will be seen in the series. But that's kind of the framework of it. Then again, being a TV series has got completely different dramatics and different take on it. But thematically, it's in the same area. Yeah. In that one, I'm in the political side.
You already have some experience in directing TV. Have you thought about directing a feature film at a certain point?
Yes, that's what I'm moving on to do. I've been working for 20 years as an actress, so I think it's for me it's been a natural development. Yes. It's been very inspiring to work with Tobias in that sense.
Thank you very much, Tuva Novotný, for being with us today. You're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.